Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Let's see, there are some psalms where someone may or may not have talked about how they love God and they need God to do something for them. Or maybe they were really humble about it. Oh, I'm sure they didn't really want anything. They had nothing on their mind except, I'm just going to tell God how great he is. Oh, and by the way, my enemies, if you wouldn't mind, just if you just are not doing anything else, please kill all my enemies. But the point is, you're so great, you know? Okay, see ya. All right, thanks, Harley, for that intro. Okay, so we are on Psalm 71 through 77 today, right? Yep, double check. Okay, this is day two of my incredibly boring Psalms marathon to catch back up to where I need to be by Friday. I like saying D instead of day. I don't know why. Friday. A lot of people say Sunday. Oh, no, it's Saturday. Crap, I really have to go through Saturday. Oh, I was hoping I was done with this marathon by Friday, but no, alas, it is not so. I have to go through the 29th, which is Saturday. So it is a solid 7 days. I thought I was getting away with something, you know, like maybe it'd only be 6 days or maybe even 5 days. But boy, was I got some episodes behind. That's what happens when you're trying to finish by, let's see, what's the date? I'm trying to finish by 4:27:15. That's when I'm supposed to have done my final episode. So that's, it's a little over a year from now. It'll come up fast. Another important milestone will be reached this week, guys. Any guesses? Before, go ahead and phone in right now if you have a guess. Important milestone will be reached in four episodes. So on Thursday, I believe, yes. On Thursday's episode, we will have finished exactly half of the Bible, which is incredible. I know that it took that freaking long to finish half of the Bible. That's what's incredible. Not that I'm actually doing it, but that it took that long to get there. And that'll mark us being, I made a cool spreadsheet where I laid out my pace, what I meant to do originally, and what I ended up doing. And so I extrapolated what I needed to do to finish up, you know. So on that episode, I was supposed to have been halfway done, 10/29/2012. So that's how far I'm behind. But we're catching up quickly, you know. In a short while, I'll only be about a year behind in about 10 episodes. So it goes quick. Okay. Let's enough of that boring BS. So check out Atheistically Speaking as usual. And I'm sure you all are. I had Adam Reeks on. It was good. That one came out today. So, okay. But we're on Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Where's the part where he's going to ask for something? I always, it's just, that's all this is, as I adjust my mic unprofessionally when I shouldn't be. That's all this is. This is just a contest. Psalms is simply a contest of like, how can I find a way to ask God for something, but really look like I'm not asking him for something? Like, I need to just, I need to flatter him. I got to pull out all the stops. That's all Psalms is. It's a big contest. That's all it is. Let me never be put to confusion. And that's what religion is on a larger, you know, organized religion is that too. It's like this fanaticism contest where you have to get to the point where you hope God ruins your entire life because then you could serve God. There's a quote I heard that was like, I wish I was guaranteed to go to hell because then I could serve God with no expectation of reward. Like that would be, or something like that. And it's like, yeah, that would be the logical extension of this fanaticism. Once religious people set their, in many cases, brilliant minds toward this this path and toward this little contest of like, okay, what's the most godly way to be? That would be the logical extension of it. I mean, you'd want none of the benefits of God, but all of the work that you have to do for some reason. I don't know why God needs you to serve him, but with no reward. That would be the logical extension. And so it's very interesting. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, for thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay a wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall shew forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, for I have shewed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that has come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done these great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast shewed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee I will sing with a harp. O thou Holy One of Israel. And I always love thinking, like, if God is not particularly fond of the harp. Go ahead and, or if the guy's just not actually very good. God, I will sing unto you with a harp. Oh, God, you are so good, and I love you. And God's like, yeah, you know, you've done enough. Go ahead and, I heard it. I heard the song. I've got, you know, I'm omniscient, and I wish I weren't right now, but, you know, I heard the song. It's good. I can repeat in my, you don't need to keep playing. I can extrapolate what the rest of it was from that. So go ahead and, tell you what, you've been a good person. Take a load off. Just relax and don't ever play the harp again or sing. How about that? Just as my reward to you. Okay. All right. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Give the king thy judgment. Oh, 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure. Throughout all generations he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and an abundance of peace so long as moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The king of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings. That's my toe popping, by the way. When I move my foot, my big toe pops. What's the deal with that? Doctors out there, why does my big toe need to pop every time I kind of move my foot? Like I flex my toe a little bit just to move my foot. It just goes. And then I start feeling like, okay, I need to pop it all the time, you know, because like it's waiting there. It's waiting there for me. I'm just talking about this because it's infinitely more interesting than what I'm reading. So sorry about that. I'll try to come up with some other, you know, anything else going on body wise with me that, you know, if I think of anything else, I'll bring it up because I know it's far more entertaining than what's going on in the reading. So I'm not sure where I was, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if I skipped like five verses, would you be like, hey, Oh, this doesn't make sense now. Oh, man, you just skipped. No, I think it was here. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God and the Lord God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Yeah, only doeth wondrous things, except for the things that he does that aren't wondrous. Except for those things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Oh, good. Thank you for that, ending your prayers. All right, we're on 73, Waterbury. I still am worried that as I'm bringing my water to my dumb head, that I'm going to spill it on my computer again. I'm still a little paranoid. I think I need to, like get a sippy cup or something. They need some good drinking thing, cup, that it's like child, you know, that has all the safety of like a child cup, but none of the indignity, you know, like somehow it's just a really cool cup that doesn't spill or something. I don't know. 73, truly God is good to Israel, he's good to Israel, even to such as are of clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily, they set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou castedst them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation, as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one waketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. So that one just there was actually some interesting language in that one, I thought, because it sounded like the person was either describing an earlier thought process they had or describing another person. I kind of hope it was an early thought process they had. Otherwise, it was a little less interesting. But they were saying, I see these heathens who are thriving. And I think, what's the point? What am I doing here? Why am I doing this? And then I don't... I guess late, something convinces him to keep going. I don't know what. That part I don't get. I guess because he reassures himself and says, no, God always punishes the wicked. Don't you worry. You know, and then that's what does it, I guess. I don't know. So, but the first part was interesting, at least from a human perspective, just the struggle that one would have if one were to try to adopt this ridiculous faith. So Psalm 74. Oh God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Yeah, there you go. Why doth thine anger and smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Exactly. These are good questions to ask. It's almost as though you don't exist. That's the next statement. Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed in this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet to the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he lifted up axes upon thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with the axes and hammers. They have cast a fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth. How long, O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? So he's saying, like, the enemies are winning, you know? He's like, what's going on, God? Come on. Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide by the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedest up mighty rivers. The day is thine. The day is mine. The day is thine. And the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Oh, that was a long one. Okay, hopefully we'll have some short ones here. Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. Okay, say it again. For that thy name is near thy wondrous works declare. When shall I receive the congregation? I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. So from the north, I guess, is that? That would be the direction left. Is God to the north? Are they talking about, like, north is an up? Or, like, if you go north enough, then you're at God? Maybe that's what they thought. I don't know. It's not impossible that you would just think, well, if I go in one direction enough, it's probably is God there. I don't know. He's probably there. Right? I mean, if you had a very limited knowledge of the earth, it would be hard not to think, like, well, this crap just goes on forever, right? You just... There's might be ocean, but maybe beyond that, there's something, that kind of thing. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red and is full of mixture, and he poureth out the same. But the dregs thereof, of all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. All right, ooh, 76, another short one. Hopefully we're almost done. Because I am bored. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem, I'm just kidding. I mean, I am bored, but not. I don't mean to say that I wish I wasn't doing a podcast for you fine listeners who are somehow surviving this onslaught. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and in his dwelling place is Zion. There brake he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle, Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, and they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse are cast into dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, who may stand up in thy sight, when once thou art angry. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven, and the earth feared and was still, when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Come on, 77, be short. All right. Okay, last drink of water. Let's do this. Here's the last one of the day. Actually, I'm just going to verify I have this right. Turn to my trusty Bible. 294 is the page. Doop-a-doo. The Princess Bride by S. Morgenstern, chapter 1. Buttercup was raised on a small... Okay, I got it. I'm right. 77, last one. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. Again, with the repetition here. And he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah, thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as a God as our God? I don't know. Other gods? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee, and they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. The way is in the sea, and thy path is in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Woo, all done. So, yeah, I don't know. Those more psalms. To summarize, that was a psalm. And, yeah, that was a little bit of a short one, but, hey, short is happy for us when we're reading psalms, right? I mean, am I right? am I right? You know? Okay. I'm done. All right, see you guys next episode.